And I want to thank you for watching. This video is sponsored by the Wilcock Foundation, which is our 501c3. Hi there, I'm David Wilcock, and we hiked up to 10,000 feet altitude. We didn't hike the whole 10,000 feet, but it's a lot of work getting in here. And it's raining. But you know, we gotta keep this show on the road. We're in a very beautiful place here. You see the mountains and the lake and the trees. People who are making this stuff up out of no evidence, they're doing it just because they like trolling, they like attacking us, and they think this is a game. People are dying. You know, we were threatened very severely with actual terrorism at the Contact in the Desert event. I was concerned every time I went on stage. I couldn't turn my back on the audience. We had a massive security presence. They were unarmed, but we had armed guards that were on call ready to come into the room. They were unarmed, but we had armed guards that were on from local police. And so if people think that this is all a joke and that nobody's dying and nobody's getting hurt, look at what just happened to Pete. And look at what happened to Ward on the same exact day, folks. Ward died on the same day that Pete died. There's another insider that I've talked about before. His code name was Woody. I didn't use the code name, but now it doesn't matter because he's also dead. And again, you know, people say David has no evidence. David has no evidence, but
this is from defensenews.com. This is a totally reputable publication. You can see the link right here.
David has no evidence, but
The Drive is a respectable mainstream media publication that dives deep into issues from the military that the regular media might not cover. But this is definitely a reputable, accredited media entity for news coming from the military.
And again, you know, people say David has no evidence. David has no evidence, but
here is the actual QAnon post. It's number 3585, where it says on November 11th, 1111, Project Looking Glass going forward in order to look back. So very, very exciting stuff here. This is definitely a reputable, accredited media entity. And I have a unique ability to be able to remember what people tell me on many, many different subjects.
Said that they had never seen anybody nail so much of this classified science in a book before.
And that show is now running all day Friday and all day Saturday on History Channel, which is really amazing. I don't know if there's any other show on TV that's doing that right now, so I'm getting recognized everywhere I go. That's part of my life now. But
so yeah, we're getting pouring rain and hail. We're in the middle of a place where it would take us an hour and a half to hike out of here. This is the Dragon family. Okay, so I had to stand up for a while because things are starting to get sore on that rock. That is an interesting thing. He talked about how the motherships had mouths on either side. We're getting interference again. I'm sorry about that. David has no evidence of extraterrestrial beings that they are apparently getting ready to introduce us to at some point in the future. Okay, we got more interference, but it is now not raining, so let's just make sure they don't steal our stuff. Yeah, let's go back to our other shoot location now that we've lost the rain. And again, you know, people say David has no evidence. David has no evidence, but
this is definitely a reputable, accredited media entity for reputable publication. You can see the link right here. QAnon post.
And this individual came up and heckled me. And I didn't know who he was at the time, but I learned later that his name was Ryan Gable. This guy apparently runs a radio show and has for a little while. I've never heard of it before until now. He was harassing all of us there, raising his voice.
Very severely, with actual terrorism.
He was harassing all of us there, raising his voice.
At the Contact in the Desert event. And again, you know, people say David has no evidence, but
this video is sponsored by the Wilcock Foundation.